finally awake.
No. No, don't struggle. Don't struggle. I don't want you to hurt your hands on the ropes. That's it. Relax. Good. Where are we? We're in my room, silly. Where else would we be? What's wrong? Do you still feel a little woozy from the medicine? The medicine I put in your coffee this afternoon? Surely you noticed. Or do you usually fall asleep after a triple shot of espresso? Oh, you're worried about her. I see. No, she's not dead. Not yet, anyway. It seems she fell asleep at the wheel shortly after your little coffee date. She's been in critical condition for a few days now. It's a real shame. I was thinking of stopping by to visit her, bring her some flowers, make sure she's resting comfortably. Why? What do you mean, why? Fine. If I need to spell it out, so be it. How long have we known each other? 15 years? 20? Since we were toddlers. We went to the same schools, hung out with the same friends. We were in that ridiculous band in high school. What did we call it? Bad, actually bad. We were a cover band of a cover band. We went to concerts together. I taught you to play Dungeons and Dragons. You were my first kiss before you left for college. We talked to each other every day. We were soulmates. We are soulmates, separated by a couple hundred miles. And when you finally come back, and when you finally come back, you introduce me to some tramp you tell me you're dating. No mention of this whore for months, and then suddenly, on your first day back, the first time we'd seen each other in years, you bring her. I wanted to rip her head off right there in that stupid restaurant. But I didn't. I pretended to be happy for you. I listened to her talk about her stupid makeup tutorials and her stupid hobbies and all of her other inane bullshit. I even went on that ridiculous girls' weekend with her and her friends. She was the most annoying woman I had ever met, but I figured maybe if you saw me again, if you could see me next to her, you'd remember how much better I am for you. And I thought it was working. We started hanging out again, just us. You showed me all that new music you'd discovered. I kicked your ass in Smash Bros. For a week straight. But then you told me something that forced my hand. I think she might be the one. I love her so much. I want her to take my virginity. I thought it was too late. I thought surely that dumb slut had spread her legs for you already and tarnished your pure innocence. But you stayed true to me. You kept her from spoiling you. I knew I had to work fast to keep her from getting her hooks in you. So I researched a few things and found the perfect ingredients to give you and Little Miss Perfect a nice long nap. I drove you to my house and left her to her own devices. You were asleep before we got 10 minutes down the road. So here we are, ready to pick up right where we left off before you left me in this stupid, stupid town. And I'm going to take what belongs to me. You still don't get it? Your virginity is mine. Oh, shh, 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 don't squirm around. Stop. Stop. I said stop. Well, if you won't be a good boy, I'll have to give you some of my new medicine. Oh, it's just a little something to make you more docile, more suggestible. I didn't want to use it because some of the ingredients can have some powerful side effects. But since you leave me no choice... Oh, just a couple of things. Loss of appetite. Some loss of motor control. A dulling of the senses. Nothing permanent. Okay, open up. It'll only take a couple of drops. If you don't open up, I'm going to go to that bitch's hospital room tomorrow, and I'll make sure she never feels anything below the neck ever again. Let's see her fuck someone else's soulmate while she's paralyzed in a hospital bed. That's what I thought. I can tell it's having an effect already. That glassy look in your eye. That small smile. You're so perfect. Let's get you out of these clothes. And I'll slip out of these. It feels so good to finally straddle you. Feel your warm body beneath mine. Lean your head up. Kiss me. Isn't it nice to not have to think about anything? Just let me into your head, and I'll guide you from now on. Open your mouth. Ah, that's it. You're being so obedient. Now just lightly suck on my nipple. Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. Use your tongue. Yes. Oh, this feels so wonderful, sweetheart. Oh, I wonder what else your tongue can do. I'm just gonna sit right here and lower myself onto your face. And, oh, God, yes. Oh, just like that. Oh, lick my clit. Faster. Oh, keep licking. Keep licking. Oh, yeah. Yeah, faster. Faster, baby. Yes, right there. Oh, you were always so good at taking directions. Oh, remember how I taught you to drive stick in my brother's truck? Or how much I had to help you in physics class? All the times I had to practically guide your hips. Well, look at us now. Can't you see? We were always meant to end up like this. It was determined by fate the day your family moved in across the street from mine. We belong together. Oh, it's perfect. Just us. Just you and me. Here. Together. I'm almost. Oh, I'm gonna. Oh, that was incredible, darling. Looks like you're still not ready to give in to me. Maybe it's an effect of the medicine. Whatever it is, I think I can fix it. And I'd be lying if I said I hadn't wanted this for a while. Oh, baby. You taste so good. Why didn't we do this sooner? I hear those little moans of yours. I knew you were in there somewhere behind that vacant smile. You always wanted this, didn't you? Maybe somewhere deep inside, to have your best friend right here between your legs. Were you too nervous to ask me? Too shy to tell your childhood sweetheart you wanted her lips around your cock? It's okay, baby. I know what you want. I can tell by the quiver in your legs that you've been waiting for this for as long as I have. Maybe more. If only you'd been honest with yourself, we could have avoided this whole mess. Oh well, all that matters is that we're here now. I'll prove it to you. That I'm better for you than that skank. After all, we're soulmates. We were destined to be together. Not her. Not that insipid bitch. She wouldn't be there for you. Not in the long run. She couldn't protect you like you need protecting. She wouldn't give you the attention you deserve. She wouldn't do this for you. You know you love this. You love me. We're finally going to be together. We'll get a house and grow old. We can have kids or not. You can decide. Part of me wants them, but part of me thinks that we have some lost time to make up for. Oh, we can spend all day together. We can talk about our days. I can rub your back and kiss you to sleep every single night. Every single night is going to be this perfect. Okay, it's time. Please, please look at me. I love you. Oh, fuck. Oh, Christ. It's even better than I imagined. Do you feel that, baby? Does it feel like you're finally where you belong. No more noise. No more confusion. Oh, just you and me. Oh, just us. Oh, yes, just us. It sounds so good, doesn't it? It's amazing, isn't it? Look into my eyes. Look into my eyes while I ride you, while I take your virginity. Look at me while you give in to this desire, while you give in to fate. Oh, it's perfect. Just perfect. Oh, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to make you feel good every day. I'm going to protect you from the whores and sluts and everyone else who doesn't deserve you. And all I ask is that you give me what I want, what I need. Give yourself to me. That's it, baby. I can see it in your eyes. You're finally letting me in. Oh, what do you like more? Faster? Oh, I'll fuck you so hard the neighbors hear it. Or maybe you want slow. I felt your dick twitch deep inside me. That's it, baby. Let your body tell me what it wants. I'll be whatever you need. The passionate fuck that drains you completely, or the slow lover reading your every whimper. Just give in. Let me be yours. You're already mine. Aren't you glad that bitch didn't get to you first? Isn't this everything you wanted? When the universe calls, you can't ignore it. I won't let you. I won't let you make that mistake. Oh, we're going to be so happy. Oh, and it all starts right here, with you inside me. I told you to look at me. I want you to see every expression when I take your virginity. Oh, yeah, that's right, baby. Moan for me. Even sedated, you can feel it, can't you? Oh, can you say my name, baby? Please? Oh, just call it out to me while I ride you. That's okay, baby. I know this is probably more intense than you expected. It's okay. Giving yourself to your soulmate should be intense. Yeah. You're almost there, aren't you? That's it, sweetie. Come for me. Oh, come in me. And we can finally be what we were always meant to be. Oh, that's it. Oh, yes. Oh, please come for me. Oh, come for me. I can feel you leaking out of me, baby. Come here. Put your head on my chest and let me hold you. You're mine now. And I'm always going to take care of you. Shh. Don't say anything, sweetheart. Just close your eyes and rest. Let's just lay here and enjoy the moment. Whatever it is, we'll talk about it later.